14th of August. It's Wednesday morning. Hop day, right? And I have some very important questions for you this morning. Probably some of the most important questions you will ever be asked in your life. Because they're yes or no questions. If you answer them no, it will tell me a lot about you. And if you answer them yes, it'll tell me a lot about you. Okay? The first question that I have is, do you believe that the earth was created in 6 literal 24-hour days? Do you believe that the earth was created in 6 literal 24-hour days? The Bible tells us in Genesis that the earth was created in 6 literal 24-hour days. The morning, the evening and the morning was the first day, the evening and the morning was the second day, and so on. The second question that I have to ask you is, do you believe that the Bible is the inherent inspired Word of God? Do you believe that the Bible is inherent and inspired Word of God? Third question I have is, do you believe that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin? Do you believe that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin in Bethlehem in a manger? And then a very important question I have is, do you believe that Jesus Christ was and is the very Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ was and is the very Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ came into this world for the purpose of saving sinners? Do you believe that Jesus Christ came into this world for the purpose of saving sinners? Do you believe that you're a, do you believe that you're a sinner? And do you believe that God's death, Jesus Christ's death on the cross, died, you believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross as a substitute for your sins? Do you believe that Jesus loved you before creation and chose you before your creation? Do you believe that Jesus loved you and chose you before creation? In other words, do you believe that you were foreknown and predestinated by God? Do you believe that Christ, when he said it is finished on the cross, do you believe that he meant that the work of salvation was finished? And then also, do you believe that Jesus Christ is coming back for his people? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is coming back for his people? He said, if I go away, I will prepare a place for them and come again and receive them to myself, that where I am, there they may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Do you believe that this earth is going to be destroyed by fire? Peter says it's going to melt away with fervent heat. Do you believe the earth is going to be destroyed by fire? Do you believe that after this earth is destroyed by fire, there'll be a new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, prepared for his bride? Do you believe after this earth is destroyed by fire, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth? And do you believe that all the people that Christ has died for will be with him in this new Jerusalem? Do you believe that all the people that Christ has died for will be with him in this new Jerusalem, where he will rule and reign forever? Well, that's some very important questions that you need to answer. And I hope that you can answer affirmatively to all those questions. We have in Romans 8 the golden chain of salvation, which says, for those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. That means to determine beforehand what was going to happen to him. For those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Some very important questions for you to answer this morning. God bless. Hmm.